This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. How are you doing today? We're talking today about validation. We're talking about how we can have some wonderful relationships. We can meet some great people. We can have some amazing relationships that really bring us together. But it seems as though when we have one person that doesn't understand us or doesn't accept us, that we want that person to understand and accept us no matter what. And all of a sudden, it's almost like we're dedicating our entire life to getting that person to validate us. And it's interesting because I find that when we find people that really care about us and really do love us, it's really powerful. But that one person, just that one person, can make us question our entire reality. So today we're going to be talking about validation and why we look outside of ourselves for validation. You know, what is it about us that we're looking outside of ourselves for validation? And what we can do to really understand that situation. I find it that it's very interesting how we do that. And I think that it goes back to being taught at a very early age. You know, that we look toward other people to validate us. That we look to our mothers and fathers when we're children to validate us. You know, and it's interesting because as we're children, I think one thing that a lot of people don't really get is that as a child, we think really black and white. So everything is really black and white thinking. We're thinking constantly extremes. And so what I mean by that is that if we're not treated properly as a child, so we're in a situation, we're raised in a family dynamic, and we're not being taken care of as a child, we think as though that the reason why we're not being taken care of is not because there's something wrong with our parents or something wrong with them and their parenting skills or, you know, just them at their core. We actually think that we must not be a very good person, a very good child. And because we're not a good child, that's why our parents don't give us attention. That's why our parents don't love us. That's why our parents don't treat us well. And so as we're growing up, whether or not we were in an abusive upbringing or whether we weren't in an abusive upbringing, we could have just been neglected. We could have just not gotten as much attention as we would have liked. We might not have gotten a lot of attention. We might have been, you know, one child of many. We could have also been the child of an extremely busy family where mom and dad had multiple jobs and weren't able to be around very often. And so consequently, what happens is that the child is well overlooked. I find that many of us, most of the time, when we deal with this validation card, we go to those extremes to get everybody to love us, to care about us, to really think that we're the cat's meow, right? And it's interesting. I want you to think about this right now, whether you're, you know, watching online, on social media, on Facebook, whether you're listening in the car and driving, or whether you're sitting in your house with the radio on, just listening. When was the last time that you met somebody or that you were friends with somebody and they didn't validate you? When was the last time that you looked for somebody's approval and they didn't give you that? They actually gave you quite the opposite. They made you question yourself at your core. And why did it hurt so bad when so many people in your life are actually validating you? I want you to think about that because most of the time what's happening is we have people validating us. We have people that love us, but we're not looking at them. We're looking at the other people, the naysayers, and that's where the problem lies. And we go to all these extremes to get that one person to like us. And I think everybody listening right now has that one person that doesn't affirm you, that one person that doesn't call you back, that one person that will not return calls, and that one person that will never invite you to anything that they're doing. And it's that one invitation that you want so bad. I want you to begin to think about that because the reason why you want that is because we're looking for what? We're looking for validation outside of ourselves. And so on today's show, joining me here in studio, Reggie Harvey. Reggie is the author of Anatomy of a Patient. He's also the survivor of a near-death illness. Also joining us by phone, Arnold Smith. Arnold is the creator of the Connection app. And the Connection app is an app that you can download and you can use to get closer to your spouse, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, to create some really magical moments because we're really busy in our life right now. And so sometimes we put our relationships, what, on the back burner. Also, join us here in a few weeks in studio, Liz London. Liz is the CEO of Art for Your Cause. And Art for Your Cause is an amazing amazing organization that helps organize art, like art with the artist and the art lovers and the collectors and your favorite charity. So money goes to everybody, and you're also helping and supporting your charities and your causes that you care about. And you can go to artforyourcause.com right now and check that out. Very cool stuff, and lots of really neat merch that you can buy as well from some of your favorite artists, which is very cool. You know, so we're talking today about validation. Why do we look for validation outside of ourselves? And that's key because that's what we've been doing since the beginning of time. I mean, think about it. Until we actually begin to see our value, until we actually begin to see our value and understand how valuable we are, we don't really realize that. What we're doing instead is we're letting other people define our values. We're letting those other people do what they have to do, and then we're hoping and praying that they actually say, man, you're awesome, you're great, you're amazing, I love you, you're so smart, you're this, you're that. And we go, oh gosh, and we eat it up. But what happens when we don't get that? And what happens when the people that are giving us the validation run away and leave? So does our validation goes with them. Okay, so I want you to really think about that today. And I want us to begin with talking about the parents and how parents had to validate us or not validate us, as well as a lot of times we couldn't get it from other people, and so we had to jump through those hoops to get that validation. And we didn't get that validation, and so we wondered what was wrong with us and what do I need to do to get that validation. You know, Reggie, we were talking about this before the show, and I was asking, you know, about validation and what you thought about your perspective about going outside of yourself for validation. What do you think about that?
Well, I had a bit of a head start when I was a child. I was, my parents were 20 years older than my peers. They were 40 when I was born. And the people who were around them that they depended on for motivation and support were probably 20 to 30 years older than they were. So I didn't have the normal babysitter, the teenage babysitter. The first person who sort of played that role a little bit for me was probably in her 70s when I was crawling around on the floor. And I learned to read and write sitting at her dining room table by the time I was age 3. And every morning, she would have her chicory coffee. She was from New Orleans. And her unsalted saltine crackers. And she'd sit there and read the newspaper to me. And we would discuss stories together. So here I had this 70-year-old reading the newspaper to me, discussing world affairs, explaining things in a manner that I could sort of understand. And she believed that I was a whole person. So I had, without my seeking it, I guess, validation. Mm-hmm. I wasn't treated like a child. I was treated like a whole human being. When I first noticed that there was something askew about this was when I went to kindergarten. Because I didn't understand how the little people who were little like me behaved. Because I don't want to say I was smarter than they were, but I was more socially advanced as far as my position in the world because of the time I spent with these elders, listening to their stories, listening to them joke about problems that came up in their life and how they solved them, and that they included me into this. So I had a perspective that was more akin to the teacher than it was to the kids that were throwing wooden blocks at each other and throwing paint and eating paste and all that sort of stuff. That made no sense to me. And as I matured and went through elementary school, my approach to this concept of validation was a little bit like a scientist. I was confused as to the behavior and the understanding and the reactions of the children around me and the people around them. I didn't understand why they behaved the way they did, and I didn't have enough knowledge of the world in order to inquire. And the kinds of things that I would want to inquire about, nobody talks about comfortably. They just assume everybody knows this code. I had a friend later in life who told me that my Cracker Jack box, some of you have probably never heard of Cracker Jacks, but it was a sort of caramelized popcorn, and it came in a box, and you had a little toy that would come in, you know, either a sword or a ring or playing cards or something. She said, your Cracker Jack box didn't have the decoder ring. That's why you're so confused by the behavior we all take as normal. But it is a real thing. Even though I didn't experience it the way a lot of people in my community did, I learned early that it was a real thing. And there's a difference between being passive and aggressive with this validation issue. Because actually, if you are seeking it, if you think it's necessary for you to go find it, that's one track. But if you are going about your business, going about your projects, and it comes to you because people recognize the value of your work or express a genuine interest in it, that's what I'm calling passive. You haven't done anything to go curry favor with anyone, but they have shown you or demonstrated to you that they care about what you're doing because they tell you, and they will tell you why. It's always around us, is what I'm trying to say. Go ahead.
No, I agree with you, and I think that's a really good way of looking at things, because with validation, but many of us look toward validation outside of ourselves because we weren't given the tools in the very beginning to understand what that was.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
And so since I had that, being welcomed into the homes and arms of these elders who didn't treat me like a child, they understood that there were things about the world that I didn't understand. But here's a concept. My mother was an educator. And I remember observing her in her parent-teacher conferences, and some of the parents would bring their toddlers, and they'd start talking baby talk nonsense to them. And my mom would always stop them and tell them immediately, listen, this is not a toy. This is a whole human being. This child just doesn't have the power of using language, but it doesn't mean that they don't understand. And so, because I was around those older people and they told me things, even if I didn't fully understand it, I recorded it. It was in my brain. So as I encountered these situations in life as I was growing up, my mind wasn't blank. Those stories that they would tell me would come back, and I go, oh, that's what they were talking about. Or as I gained words and a vocabulary started to build, I could then interpret the information that had been planted by conversation. And that's something that if you don't interact with people and have a lot of language going on in the household, your child is impaired in dealing with the world.
Powerful stuff. When we return, we're talking about validation and how to understand validation, why we go outside of ourselves for validation, how we learn that response. Later on, Arnold Smith with the Connection app will be joining us here to discuss validation and how to stop looking outside of ourselves for validation. We're going to give you some tips and some success ways of overcoming that and letting that go and being full-fledged in your own validation. So stay tuned, because Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. We'll be back this time in two shakes. Are you an artist? Do you want to get more exposure? Are you empowered when you create and even more empowered when you work helping others? There's a place you can get exposure for your work. Connect with art lovers. Sell your work and give back all in one place. Artforyourcause.com. Selling your art and getting exposure doesn't have to be difficult. You owe it to you and your work to get it out to the public, to inspire and touch the hearts of people who possess and acquire your work. Go to artforyourcause.com and start the journey today. Do you want to champion philanthropic projects like helping the rainforest and helping the homeless? Well, you can do that with your own artwork, and you can get exposure, and you can get recognition. Go to artforyourcause.com/Ashley. That's artforyourcause.com/Ashley, and start your journey today.
Ever notice that hearing and listening are not the same thing? The connection habit of giving your full attention is being completely present and mindfully listening to both the verbal and nonverbal communication you are receiving. It's an important skill for relationship success, and when you do it right, it feels like a gift to the other person. You can develop this and the other connection habits by downloading the Connection app for Couples. To find out more, find our ad on ashleyburgess.com. Warning, practicing the connection habits will make your partner happy. Uh-oh. Has your relationship developed the dreaded roommate syndrome? Don't worry. You can cure the roommate syndrome just by making a few small changes. The Connection app for Couples will help you practice the habits proven to generate intimacy and trust so you can feel that honeymoon feeling again. Did we mention you could win a vacation just for playing? To learn more, find our ad on ashleyburgess.com. Warning, practicing the connection habits may result in smiles, hugs, and spontaneous kisses. Full contest details in-app.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we're talking about validation, about why we look outside of ourselves for validation, and why we do it, and what we can do to stop that, because it's like a bad cycle. Like right before the break, we were talking with Reggie, and Reggie came from a different perspective because, you know, a lot of us, you know, our parents, well, you know, they did the best they could. Most of our parents were kids, pretty much. When they were having children, and so they didn't know. But also, remember, a lot of people, when we were raised, our parents didn't have personal validation either. So I can't explain to you or teach you something that I don't have. I can't sit there and give you the tools to something that I don't have the tools to give. Okay, so it's just like anything else. If you're repairing a car, okay, and you have the car, the tools, that's great. If you don't have that tool, you can't do that repair. You can't work on it. You can't explain even how to do it if you've never done it. And so we were taught at a young age to go outside of ourselves, especially if our parents didn't seem to give us validation. A lot of times we feel like we could jump through hoops and maybe impress. And so a lot of times when we were growing up, the family dynamic was like you were around the family, you were hanging out, you did something great. So for you guys out there and for some of you girls, I played softball, so I get it. You won a big game. dad really gave you a pat on the back, and all of a sudden you're being taken to your favorite restaurant or to get ice cream, and for the first time you're like, wow, this feels really good. I'm getting all this attention from dad. I've never experienced all this attention from dad. Wow, this is amazing. So how did I get this attention? Well, I got this attention because I won the game. Okay, and so all of a sudden we realize that we get this attention and we get this love when we do something right. And then we begin to realize that we have to win. Or we have to do other things to jump through the hoop. And so that begins to be this hoop jumping process as we as children do. So we jump through the hoops, right? And then we get the reward of what we consider the attention. But what we begin to think, attention is validation. So we begin to believe that all this attention is validation. And that's why us as adults, when we go into relationships and we get in a relationship, no matter what we're dealing with, we're looking for that other person to validate us, to give us acceptance, to say, you're good, you're doing great, you know, give us that pat on the back and to validate us. Because what? Because we felt that we're not good enough, that we feel like we aren't good enough. And so we don't feel like we have internal value unless someone else sees our value. Do you see what I'm saying? So if she sees my value or he sees my value, then therefore I'm valuable. Okay? It's kind of like weird. It's like, you know, it's almost like the analogy of there's a diamond, right? You have a diamond, you find a diamond, and the diamond, they dig it up, and it's amazing. But the diamond is not valuable until somebody buys the diamond for a certain price, right? And that's the way we see ourselves. We don't see the innate value of who we are. Instead, we just see ourselves only valuable if someone else wants us. That's why toxic relationship continues in our life, is because if someone else wants us, then we're good. If someone else doesn't want us, then we're not. And that's why it plays on our low self-esteem and our low self-worth. And when we have low self-esteem and we have low self-worth, that also leads us to having no unconditional love for ourselves. And so what I'm talking about is unconditional love versus conditional love. So let's go back to the validation that happened, you know, for the football game. Or let's go back to the validation that we had at the piano recital. Your parents gave you validation, you know, said you were awesome, gave you those accolades, made you feel really good. And you begin to believe that, you know, because you did this, you get that validation, you get that acceptance. So you keep jumping through those hopes to make that happen. But basically, that's unconditional love. It's based on what have you done yesterday? What have you done yesterday? And so many people were raised in the family dynamic where it wasn't about loving you unconditionally at the core, at your spirit, at your soul level. Instead, it was that I love you because you made me look good in front of the other parents. I love you because you won the game. I love you because you were very talented at the piano, and the list goes on. When we return, we'll be talking more with Reggie. Also, we'll be talking with Arnold Smith on the phone with the Connection app, and he's going to be talking about validation as well. And then I'm going to also give you some tips and tricks on how to overcome this situation and come out of this validation and see it for yourself. So stay tuned, because Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, we'll be back talking about validation and some things that you can do to overcome that in just a few moments. We'll be back this time in two shakes.
There is nothing better than seeing that look in your partner's eyes. No, not that look. The other one. You know, when their eyes are filled with love for you. Unfortunately, modern life can be so demanding that you may be seeing that look less often than you would like. When you use the Connection app for couples, you'll be practicing the habits that make that look happen so you can see it every day. To learn more about the Connection app for couples, find our ad on ashleyburgess.com. Warning, practicing the Connection habits may result in smiles, hugs, and spontaneous kisses.
Radio News with John Hunt.
Hurricane Dorian became a potentially devastating Category 4 storm as it continues to churn in the Atlantic Ocean toward Florida, according to the National Hurricane Center. The storm's maximum sustained winds increased to over 130 miles an hour, pushing it to Category 4 status.
President Donald Trump said he would discuss possible evacuations in a scheduled meeting with FEMA.
We don't know about evacuation. We're leaving it up locally right now. We're going to see where it's coming in. Sunday at 12:30, we have a meeting at FEMA headquarters. That will be about the time that we'll know where everything's going. A lot of decisions will be made. That'll be a little bit less than a day before it hits, so we'll see what happens.
Dorian could be the first Category 4 or higher hurricane to make landfall on Florida's East Coast since 1992, when Hurricane Andrew was blamed for 44 deaths. This is USA Radio News.
Drop the sunscreen and step away from the grill. Dell's Labor Day sale is here with massive deals. Save up to $300 on some of the latest Dell and Alienware computers with Intel Core processors. And don't miss out on an amazing selection of top brand electronics like iRobot Roomba vacuums, all with free shipping on everything. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/Labor Day. Don't miss this summer savings finale. Call 800-BUY-DELL for huge Labor Day deals.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get to Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada-boom, bada-bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. We're talking about validation today. Looking at validation, trying to find validation outside of ourselves. Looking at toxic relationships for validation. The reason why a toxic relationship is a toxic relationship is because they don't validate you. You're not validating them, or you're validating them, and they're holding back like Stonewall. And what happens is you're looking for them to validate you, and they're going to do everything besides that. And so you don't see eye to eye, and you explain to yourself till you're blue in the face, and guess what? They still don't get you. Because you're speaking two different languages, but also you're looking at someone else to validate you, and if you're looking to somebody to validate you that can't even validate yourself, themselves, then we have a real problem. Joining me by phone right now, Arnold Smith. Arnold Smith is the creator of the Connection app. He's helping to bring couples together so we can overcome this roommate situation, so we can overcome these situations in our life. You know, when we have a marriage, we have a great marriage or a great relationship or things are good, but you know what happens? Like any relationship, it's like a company. We got to take care of it. We got to work through it. So, you know, checking out the Connection app, you can find that right online. Just go to AshleyBurgess.com, click on that radio page, and you're going to see the Connection app. If you go to AshleyBurgess.com, click on that, and that'll send you over to the Connection app so you can see all that it is. Arnold, great to have you on Live Your True Life Perspectives today. How are you doing?
Oh, fantastic, Ashley. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's great to have you in studio, to be on the phone with you here in studio and to talk about this. You know, we kind of briefly discussed this about validation and going outside of ourselves for validation and how a lot of people do that. They get in a relationship, whether it's a friendship or a romantic relationship, and they look for other people to validate them, and then usually we come up short.
Well, you know, it's so true, and I think that, you know, one of the things you said is that we want our partner to validate us. And I think really at our core, we all want that. Like, we really want that from our partner. I think we really deserve that. And, you know, I look at it like, I was talking to my wife about this, and I said, hey, what do you think about this? And she said, oh, I love feeling validated. It's just so great. But in the very next breath, she said, but that's kind of stupid, isn't it? And I thought, what an interesting perspective. Here we are as it's a deep human need to feel like we're worthwhile, that we need. But at the same time, we actually beat ourselves up for actually needing validation. And, you know, I just thought it was so interesting to see, like, in life, I'm an advocate for, like, hey, let's beat ourselves up less. You know what I mean? There's so much that we just, this happens automatically from the habits that we do, and then we just beat ourselves up, and that doesn't help anything at all. I mean, of course you need validation. I mean, we're social creatures. We, you know, back to from the evolutionary times, in order for us to survive, we needed to stay with the pack. And if you didn't learn how to, like, be a good pack animal, if you will, then you got booted out and your chances of survival, you know, went down. So you needed to get validation from the group to make sure that you were okay. But in modern times, we have less need for that. And the challenge is that there's kind of two types of validation. There's the validation where, you know, you want to check it out and see, hey, am I okay? Am I being a good person in this group? Am I meeting, you know, pulling my weight? But then there's the other kind, which you talked about earlier in the show, where it's a driver, where you have this deep, you know, deep in your core where you don't feel okay. And it's like this, and it kind of creates this fear and this doubt that you're not okay. And so then you try and get external validation, and you're all over the place trying to get people to validate you. And no matter how much you get, you'll never fill that hole unless you really look at, like, internally. We need to be able to do that internally so that we can be, you know, we can feel confident, because that's what people are attracted to. I mean, on the one hand, you know, like, you don't want to be a person who never seeks validation, because then you might be considered arrogant or maybe even, you know, like, inconsiderate. But you also don't want to be the other side where you always need someone else to tell you you're okay, because that can feel like, you know, a real drain. So, I mean, it's a balancing act, and, you know, if it wasn't complex, then, you know, it'd be an easy answer. So, you know, I mean, I think it's a really complex thing, and you want to, I think that its core, what you want to get to is, in your relationships, especially with your partner, you deserve to have someone who's going to lift you up, so that when life beats you up and you get home, your partner's not always piling on. You want them to be the kind of person that also lifts you up. And you want to become that person for them. And sometimes we feel like giving them criticism or you know, telling them you should have done this better, sometimes that feels like that's the way we support each other. But really, we just need to be, you know, you're okay no matter what. When you talk about the unconditional love, no matter what happens out there, you get here, you're okay. And that helps us to have the energy and the confidence we need to be successful in life. You know what I mean?
I totally know what you mean. I mean, it makes perfect sense. But, you know, it's like a lot of times people don't realize, you know, what a good spouse is or what a good romantic relationship is, because we have seen different examples growing up that weren't ideal. And so it's hard to understand, you know, what that looks like. But I also think, too, like what you were saying, is that in order for somebody to come together in a relationship and make it successful and make it healthy, both people have to come from a position of self-validation. Without self-validation, somebody's coming in the situation buying a bill of goods that's just not real. Because, I mean, you can't tell me that one person's valuable and the other person's not.
No, that's not going to be a situation that's going to last. And you can be in that unhappy relationship. And that's why it's so important to understand, to build this awareness, you know, of this habit of, like, why, what is driving this need? And when you look internally and have the awareness to notice what is the driver for that need, then you can really solve that problem. And talking with, you know, someone like you really makes a huge difference in that, to really get a chance to see. Because sometimes we're the last person to see the drivers of our behavior. And, you know, in a relationship, if you can feel internally validated, then when you give that validation to your partner, they feel that much more validated, and vice versa. And you really get this reciprocal relationship where you're both building each other up, and you're not coming from a place of insecurity or just sort of an automatic place of, I need this.
That's so true. And one of the things about insecurity is that insecurity breeds issues. It also directly relates back to codependency. When we're insecure in a relationship, when we're not feeling as though we can stand on our own two feet, and I think it's based on the fact that we don't see our values, our morals, and beliefs, and we don't understand those. And one of the biggest things that we don't do in relationships is that we don't create any boundaries. So we avoid boundaries because we're scared that the other person is going to hate us or not love us because we stand up for ourselves. And so that encourages the vicious cycle of being in these types of toxic relationships, looking for outside validation, not realizing that we can find the validation within ourselves, looking for someone else to validate us, someone that's not going to validate us because they haven't validated themselves, and there we go into the cycle that we see many people go into, and they don't understand why the relationship's not working.
Yeah, and so true. And, you know, one of the reasons why I focus so much in the app on habits is that when you work on your habits, the first step is you kind of become more aware. You start to really look and see, like, you start to analyze your behavior and how you're acting in the world. And that piece of awareness, even if you're working on one of the connection habits, like acknowledging the positive or giving your full attention, even if you're working on something else, you're actually also building the skill of self-awareness. And when you have that skill, then you'll start to notice these kind of automatic motivations that just occur. You know, we're all creatures of habit. And so this idea, this need for validation, is just another habit that you've learned to be successful in life. And when you start to become aware of those motivations, that's when you'd be able to get to make a conscious choice and then do something different. So building that awareness is a huge step forward in being able to overcome your own maybe unhealthy need for validation from others.
Powerful stuff, Arnold. Powerful stuff. So tell us a little bit about the Connection app and where people can find that, because I think that's what this is all about, is like once we do find a relationship, once we are working on a relationship, we have to remember that we can work on ourselves and we can work on our other stuff. Like, we all have these responsibilities. We all have jobs. Many of us have multiple jobs. But it's not a job per se with a relationship, but it's really, we got to work on it. We got to put that time and energy into it. So where do people find the app and how can they get there and, you know, what can they learn from it?
Well, we're on the App Store and Google Play, but if you want more information, the best thing to do is go to AshleyBurgess.com and click on our ad there. It'll lead you to a page that talks about all about the Connection app. And, you know, love is not something we own. It's something that we do. And I think a big mistake that sometimes couples make is we think, oh, I'm now married, I've found the love of my life, I now have love. But love isn't something you have, love is something you do. And that's what the Connection app will make sure you do. It's all the habits that will make sure that your partner always feels appreciated and supported so that you can have that honeymoon feeling, because that's what people deserve.
Powerful stuff, powerful stuff. Arnold, so glad you're on Live Your True Life Perspectives. I look forward to connecting with you next week. I always find your perspective very on point. And I think nowadays, we got to get the clutter out, and we just have to have the knowledge, because knowledge is power. So it sounds like we might have lost Arnold's connection here. He's calling in from Canada, so we might have had a connection loss here. He'll go get back here on the phone in a second. Reggie, one of the things that I want to talk about, before we get into the next segment, is I want to talk about the values, beliefs, and morals. One of the things that I found is that many of us have bought into a bill of goods that we don't believe that we're valuable. Many of us have bought into a bill of goods that we don't see our value, whether we were raised in a codependent dynamic, whether we were raised in more of an abusive dynamic, many of us, or maybe just a neglectful dynamic. Some of us were just neglected as children. We didn't get the attention that we needed or wanted to grow. Different from what you went through, because you went through a very balanced childhood that a lot of people never go through, and they never get to have that type of wisdom. Most people's parents are not that age. One, they're mostly kids in their own right. And they were probably raised in a dynamic where they were somewhat neglected. But let's talk about the fact that I think that we end up in these relationships that are toxic, and we give away even more of our identity based on the fact when we don't know our values, our beliefs, and our morals. And we don't stand up for those. And we don't have any boundaries in these relationships. And so that's what encourages looking for validation outside of ourselves. What do you think about that?
Well, have you ever known a couple where you've known each of the parties before they met each other,
mm-hmm.
and each of them is a uniquely wonderful person, and then they meet and they decide to start dating, and then maybe they even eventually get married, and then you hear them talk about, some of them make this confession that, I just love being married because we are becoming one. I think that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
That's irritating.
Well, it was the unique factor of this individual that drew you to them in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
And the unique community of people they had around them. Why would you want to stifle that? Why would you want to kill that? What's this we have become one thing? That just would drive me up the wall. Similarly, or less egregious, I think, is joining things, joining groups. There's nothing innately wrong with joining groups, but if your motivation for joining is screwed up, then there's a problem. Because you join a group because you want to somehow have that group identity define who you are. Oh, I can give up responsibility for my actions because I belong to this group, and this group believes X, Y, and Z. So regardless if I have conflict with Y, it's part of the group's profile, so I have to accept it. And then I lose my identity in the identity of the group. Well, the one thing people don't realize is half or a significant portion of the members of the group, whatever kind of group it is, political, religious, social, don't really practice the edicts of the group. They pretend to, but when you really pull back the covers or get inside their house, it's a mess. And they're doing everything that they're not supposed to do according to the ethos of the group. So that's a farce too. So if your identity, the one you've adopted, is a figment of imagination, and you're trying to get validation from the people in the group, you're really messed up. Because how are you going to ever know that you got it? I sort of discovered this because my father told me that, son, whenever you when you grow up and you move to different cities, you could always find good people in the church. Well, we'll talk about that after the break. My experience with the production of church really opened my eyes to the fact that I couldn't really depend on role models for guidance. Again, I had to look inside myself and figure out who I was and hold on to that.
When we return, we'll be talking more. We'll also get Arnold back on the phone. We had a little issue with the phone earlier. And I'm going to give you the tools and techniques that you can use to successfully overcome looking for validation outside of yourself. Because it begins understanding your values, your morals, your beliefs, writing those up, and standing up for what you believe in. When we give everything away and we give the whole enchilada away, it's like giving away the cow, right? The whole concept is we got to hold some in and see our value. Live Your True Life Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. We'll be back this time. We'll be talking about validation in just two shakes.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is Jay Fusey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. We're talking today about validation, how to find validation and not look outside of yourself, okay? That's the thing, is that we have a tendency of looking outside of ourselves, and why? Because we were sold a bill of goods a long time ago that if somebody doesn't love us, or somebody doesn't like us, or somebody doesn't, like, give us a pat on the back, that we don't have validation, and that we're supposed to have validation from everybody, and that's just not true. We don't realize that we can validate ourselves, because, you know, this is the thing, and this is what I'm going to tell you straight up. Okay, think about validation as a cup of water. Okay, you have a cup of water in your hand, you're walking around with your cup of water, is aka validation, right? You're walking around with it. Now, when you have that cup of water self-validation, other people are going to try to give you their water too, right? Because you've already validated yourself, so you don't need it. The funny thing about it is, let's take that cup of water away, that validation, and you have no cup of water, aka no validation. You're walking around thirsty, okay? And nobody's about to give you their water because you haven't even given yourself the validation. Do you see what I'm saying? It's like, if you don't believe in you, why am I going to believe in you? But the biggest thing is that you're looking around thinking that everybody else understands this validation game. But I'm here to tell you, most people have no clue how to validate themselves, and you're looking to them to validate you, which makes absolutely no sense. It's like thinking everybody in the world is wiser, smarter, faster, stronger than you, when in reality, that's just not true. So I really want you to think about that. I also want you to think about that when we look for validation outside of ourselves, we're not giving ourselves the chance of finding our true identity. Okay? We're giving our identity away. And I want you to look at your relationships right now, friendships, even your boss, romantic relationship, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, and think about how many boundaries do you have with these people? Probably zero. Okay? How many times do you feel conflicted by the relationship you have with them? Probably often. And what do you do about it? Nothing, because you don't want to lose the validation. I want you to think about that. We can create boundaries right now. We can go and do it right now. It's not about going backwards. We can start right now. Would it have been easier in the beginning? Yes. Okay, so I want you to start thinking about it. If I want to validate myself, I need to see my own internal value. And I want you to be able to find your identity. I want you to get a journal today or in your phone and start writing out what your values, morals, and beliefs are. Because once you do that, you're going to realize that you're an entire person with an entire set of really cool stuff. And by the way, you can do one thing better than anybody on the whole planet can do. I'm telling you that straight up. You can do one thing better than anybody on the entire planet can do, and that's a powerful thing. So now let's join back and let's talk back with Arnold from the Connection app right now on the phone. Arnold, I'm glad to have you back. We have about a minute to kind of wrap up what you were talking about because we got lost on that phone call. You know, one last thought on helping people to stop look for validation outside of themselves.
You know, as we develop a new habit, if you're out there and you're like, you know, I'm going to validate myself and I'm going to really work on this habit, I got this one critical thing that I really want you to do, and that is be nice to yourself along the way. Whenever you're changing a habit, there's always a period at the beginning where you struggle, where it's hard at first and you fall backwards. And if you keep beating yourself up every time you hear yourself, you know, beating your own self up, then it's just, again, it's that vicious cycle. So as you develop that habit of self-validation, you know, really be nice to yourself along the way and just keep encouraging yourself, and it'll go way faster.
Awesome, Arnold. I look forward to seeing you next week and having this conversation and talking more about relationships and how to create those lasting ones. You're awesome. Look forward to hearing more of your perspective.
All right, thanks, Ashley. Have a great day.
Hey, you too. Thank you. So, you know, we've been talking about validation and how you can do this. I really want you to start that journal. One last thought, Reggie, on validation.
Well, as I was saying before the break, my father told me that I could always find good people in any city if I just included a trip to the church. What he didn't really understand is I grew up in the 60s, and as a child, you were supposed to be seen and not heard. And you didn't directly challenge your adult counterparts. But in the 60s is when I went through middle school and high school. I didn't cut grass to earn money. I was a substitute organist at church events. Now, the organist at a church is not seen. They're just assumed. They're like furniture. So I'm 13 years old, and I'm playing for all these different churches, and I had to go to choir rehearsals. I had to do all of that stuff. Well, choir is the biggest gossip going, and those people told all the business of the people who were running the church, who was stealing the money, who was sleeping with whom, who had done all these things. So I'm thinking to myself, oh, my gosh, if my dad thinks that I'm supposed to be getting validation from these people,
right,
and they're running a criminal enterprise, this is just crazy.
Well, we got to think about validation. We have more to talk about it. Anyway, we'll be back. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back in 3 shakes. Thank you. Are you an artist? Do you want to get more exposure? Are you empowered when you create and even more empowered when you work helping others? There's a place you can get exposure for your work. Connect with art lovers. Sell your work and give back all in one place. Artforyourcause.com. Selling your art and getting exposure doesn't have to be difficult. You owe it to you and your work to get it out to the public. to inspire and touch the hearts of people who possess and acquire your work. Go to artforyourcause.com and start the journey today. Do you want to champion philanthropic projects like helping the rainforest and helping the homeless? Well, you can do that with your own artwork, and you can get exposure, and you can get recognition. Go to artforyourcause.com/Ashley. That's artforyourcause.com/Ashley, and start your journey today.